Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
AMAC came in and said, all right, I'm going to play this song. And it's called Ice Tray. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
By the Amigos, right? No, I'm sorry.
You did that on purpose. The Amigos, yes.
Not the Amigos?
Not the Amigos.
Not the Analytics Amigos?
No.
Oh, man. Oh, man. All right, welcome back, everybody. On the day after, I haven't seen anything official from the Wizards, but the day after, Trae Young is reportedly by every outlet in America traded to the Washington Wizards. We've got to crank up the calls. We have not had a chance to talk Wizards really at all this year since their season started. And largely, that's on them. That's for good measure. You know, all of you guys who ran around screaming and whining and complaining about how you got to tank, how you got to suck for 5 years to be anything relevant in the NBA, which is so untrue, so far from reality. I have no idea what you guys see, no clue at all. Where are you guys all at? Because now you've got a polarizing trade. Now you've got a polarizing figure that we quite honestly don't have all the answers for. It's like a Rubik's Cube. You know, you remember the old school Rubik's Cube? Some of you, even youngins, might know what a Rubik's Cube is. But you can figure it out at times. But largely, it's just like this frustrating exercise in activity that you don't quite have the answer for. And maybe sometimes you step in poop and you come up smelling like a rose. And maybe that's what the Wizards are trying to do here. I don't know. But you can weigh in at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So I mentioned there were people, Josh Robbins of The Athletic with Coach Sheehan earlier in the week, that Cowboy B confirmed for us that was his name. Sorry, I can't remember everybody. I was thinking about Len Robbins, but that was a different guy. That was a guy from New York, whatever. Anyway, the point being that he came on and said, no, and I heard Kevin talk about it today. No, you have to get draft picks if you're the Washington Wizards, if you're going to take Trae Young. So that would mean, as long as Josh Robbins still feels that way, that the Wizards didn't get enough. The Wizards failed. And that's how some people are going to see this. I don't see it that way. What I see, this is me, I can only speak for me as a non-NBA expert, as somebody who's intrigued and interested in all this stuff, as somebody who's read a lot, somebody who's listened a lot, somebody who's tried to process all the weird and wonky rules and all the different options. I believe, this is me, I believe this is, once again, asset management, asset allocation, and asset redistribution for the Washington Wizards, as opposed to a straight-up asset, as opposed to a deficit or an exodus, and certainly opposed to, hey, we are really going to tank now. You know who's really going to tank now? Probably the Hawks. Unless they go out and get Anthony Davis in the next month. And then they wouldn't tank. But they could tank. Even though they haven't had Trae Young much of the year. But I truly and firmly believe that this is asset allocation, asset redistribution, asset management for the Washington Wizards. Now, what the hell does that mean? And again, I draw the line, as I always have. I never blink from this, between whatever the Wizards are doing in your eyes and tanking. I've never felt that they were intentionally losing. Like throwing games, not trying. They were not very good by design. They stripped down the organization by design because they made bad decisions prior to that trying to be playoff competitive, i.e. the Bradley Beal extension and the no-trade clause and this and that and other veterans like Kristaps Porzingis and I guess Kyle Kuzma, right? The Wizards made a trade here that gives them options. They did not get a draft pick back in this because ideally what's going to happen here is they stay in the top four. I'm sorry, they finish in the final four and they get guaranteed a top eight pick in next June's draft. A draft that is supposedly loaded. And we know a bunch of the names, don't need to break them all down now. That's one. If somehow, some way, by chance, the Wizards climb out of the final four and therefore don't finish in the top eight in the lottery. And remember, it's two different things, right? You can only fall back five spots. So that's why they have to finish in the final four, because it's top eight protected. So it's four, five, six, seven, eight. Okay? You can only go, like the Pistons 2 years ago and 3 years ago, went from the worst record or the most chance at the lottery to the fifth overall pick. One, two, three, four, five. You can only go back five spots. So that's why everybody says, and why you hear, the Wizards have to stay in the final four, or the futile four, if you will, so that they're guaranteed of not finishing in the lottery any lower than eighth. Okay? That being said, if somehow they go over that line and somehow they're not assured and then the lottery balls don't work out in their favor and they don't finish with the top eight pick and New York gets the pick, which is, again, a couple of different scenarios. They have a couple of different ways to manage this. If that is the case, certainly the trade is going to look even more dicey because you didn't get a draft pick here in the Trae Young deal, as reported, and you won too many games to finish out of the worst four, the futile four, and that put you in definitive risk, jeopardy, of getting the top eight protection, and then the lottery balls didn't fall your way, which they haven't a lot. Let's be honest, they haven't. They've been close, but they haven't a lot. And now all of a sudden, you got the ninth pick or the tenth pick after the lottery, and that pick's going to New York. So here's how I answer that. At that point, assuming that you haven't done a long-term contract extension with Trae Young, if somehow you lose out on the number eight overall pick or lower in the draft, okay, again, a big asset, but if somehow you lose out on that, that's when you trade Trae Young.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
That's when you trade Trae Young. Why? Well, as long as you haven't given him a long-term extension, because he's a scorer, because he averaged 11.5 assists a game last year, because he's only, 28, 29, whatever it is, because he's still a dude who can put some butts in seats and sell jerseys, because also, if you haven't given him the extension, he's in all likelihood having picked up the player option for this or for next year, and then he is a tradable commodity to anyone and everyone looking for scoring help and point guard help and ball distribution help and experience help on top of an expiring contract, right, of $50 million. So the Wizards have, while they did not get the pick that so many people wanted them to get and expected them to get and are disappointed that they didn't get, as long as they don't give Trae Young a 3-4-5 year extension at $50+ million a year, they have a lot of flexibility. They have a lot of options, I believe. It's called asset management. Trae Young might be a long-term asset. He might be a short-term asset. He might be a hired gun. He might be an asset, as we have seen over and over and over and over and over again. In the case of, Bradley Beal, a little bit different, but Bradley Beal ultimately, Chris Paul, Jordan Poole, right? We have seen it over and over and over again, how to turn veteran high-priced players into draft picks. And that might be the longer-term play here if the Wizards don't do what I wouldn't do anytime soon, and that is sign Trae Young to a long-term deal, which makes it then harder to trade as opposed to easier to trade. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So Wizards fans, where are you at? How do you feel? Again, people, I'm reading from The Athletic, people feel, wait, huh? The Hawks didn't get a single draft pick, protected or otherwise, from a team that's got a bunch of second-round picks in the Wizards? And they gave up Trae Young? I don't think those people are realizing and figuring out what that salary cap space allows the Hawks to do. And also, if some of the book on Trae Young is reality, beyond just on the court, off the court, that he's not the best player to build a young, evolving roster around. The Hawks probably said, enough. In order to get out of this deal, in order to get out of this player, and before he re-ups with us for next year and further ruins our plan, we're going to trade him. And if we've got to make a trade that doesn't get us any draft pick compensation, we're okay with that because we're out of the Trae Young business for now. And we have CJ McCollum. And we'll keep Corey Kispert. Or we'll trade Corey Kispert into something else. And we'll trade CJ McCollum at the deadline and get something else. People, that's how I see it. I could be totally wrong. How do you see it? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. More to come on this in just a sec. Wizards fans, I want to hear from you. I don't think Wizards fans are all that excited about this because they're not sure what to make of it. They're not sure if Trae Young is going to be here this year, next year, at the deadline, long term. They're not sure what he is outside of an outstanding scorer. Oh, and by the way, somebody who led the league in assists last year, but somebody who's been injured all year, this year, and somebody who's doesn't have the best, most pristine image, I guess is what I'll leave it at. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.